the Davidson Sports Network. The Bob McKillop Show is on the air, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show is brought to you by Bearings. Performance is a constant. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. Now, here's the voice of Davidson basketball, Jared Latch, joining head coach Bob McKillop.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield, IMG College. With head coach Bob McKillop, I'm Jared Latch, coming at you from inside Belk Arena. Coach, we spoke at length about the practice plans for the week leading up to the resumption of games this past Friday. Were you pleased with how the workouts went leading up to that first game back?
Yeah, our guys, they show up to practice and they invest themselves. And I was delighted with the steps forward that they took and how competitive and energetic they were, and the tone set by the captains, and very, very encouraged by that.
So you get along in that week after the lengthy pause. You get to Wednesday night, early Thursday. We went to talk early Thursday morning, and you said the game's not going to be played. Was that tough? What was the mindset at that point? Did you think, here we go again?
It's been a challenge to resiliency. It's been a challenge to adaptability, and it was just another situation that was thrown at us. And playing on Friday rather than Thursday, you can obviously reflect back after yesterday's game and say, geez, I wish we had played Thursday, which couldn't because of the weather. And you can't spend time thinking about it, because it is the deal that you have, and you have to play those cards. And we did it. We played those cards, and unfortunately we didn't come up with the hand that we wanted.
So finally you get back on the court on Friday. A lot of quality minutes for the bench on Friday. Emery Lanier, first 11 points of his Davidson career. Lots of action for David Christensen, along with a business-like performance by Kellen Grady as well.
The guys were delighted to be back on the court, playing the game without Luca, without Sam, without Nelson. Set them back a little bit, but I thought that David Christensen and Emery Lanier in particular, the guys who didn't get much playing time at all this year, got significant playing time, and they made the most of it.
And how critical, and we touched on this before, minutes like that for those guys down the stretch here as you look to continue to manage the team a little bit differently?
Well, it's going to be critical to use our bench. There is no doubt about it, and we saw the evidence of that yesterday with the impact of stamina and the shortness of breath and getting our legs under us. So as we go down the stretch run, it's going to be absolutely critical that our bench is able to give us a second punch.
So after the game Friday afternoon, quick turnaround before departing for Olean, New York, to take on St. Bonaventure yesterday afternoon. Did you accomplish what you wanted in that short window ahead of that game?
Well, we had the other monkey wrench of the snow up in Buffalo, so instead of landing in Bradford, which is a 30-minute drive, we landed in Buffalo, and amidst the snowstorm, maybe got to the hotel 2 hours later than we had anticipated. the distractions continued, and we had that one day of prep, which was Saturday, and again, our guys invested themselves in practice. And we left the practice court and got on a bus, and we were feeling very prepared. We were feeling very ready and very excited about the opportunity to play St. Bonaventure.
So as for the game yesterday, played tough early, retook the lead out of the locker room in the second half, part of an 8-0 run that the Wildcats had. And then the Bonnies had a few runs there that really pulled away for that 11-point win. And you mentioned it just felt like the guys were a step slow. Is the only remedy for that just more repetition and game action?
In our view of the Southern Virginia game, and Southern Virginia is got players that are Division III players, we had told our team that we looked a step slow in that game. and that that was going to have to really elevate in order for us to at least be competitive with St. Bonaventure, because they're going to bring quickness to it and strength to a different level than what we experienced on Friday. We talked about it. We worked at it. It just didn't happen. And it didn't happen because of being a step slow for everything. We were just late to a closeout. We were late to a cover down. We were late to setting a screen, whatever it might have been, late to a 50-50 ball, late to a box out. And it just takes that one step late that gives an opening. And St. Bonaventure is so well coached and so experienced a team, they will capitalize on any opening that comes their way, and that's what they did.
And there were struggles, obviously, to get the ball inside the paint, whether through the post, cutting action, or dribble penetration. And we know that the St. Bonaventure team, as we talked in the pregame, has always been good on the offensive side. They've turned it up a bit this year, haven't they, on the other side?
They certainly have, and their interchangeable parts allows them to switch, and they switch in different ways. And, of course, having a rim protector like Osuni is very critical when you're going to switch at 1 through 4. I'll take some responsibility, a lot of responsibility, for not getting the ball inside. And it had been our game plan to stretch Osuni out, to bring him away from the basket. And unfortunately, we did do that. Luka got a couple of great looks from three. But I think we needed to get the ball inside a little bit more. And they do double. They double two different ways, three different ways. They come sometimes from the weak side. They come sometimes from the ball side. The guy who makes the pass, his man will go on and double. We were very conscious of that as well.
And from three, the Cats 13 of 37 from beyond the arc. Were you pleased with the shots that you did get from the outside?
You know, I thought we got terrific shots. We started off the game, I think, the first five shots with threes, and maybe one of them was not a good shot. That was a clock shot, a shot clock evaporation that we had to release it quick. And so that might have been one that we would like to have back. But again, that's on us for not setting a better play to get a better shot earlier in the clock. But there's one sequence at the second half. It was a one-point game, I think. We're down maybe 17 minutes or so, and Kellen makes a great move, and his guy gets tripped up, and Kellen's open at the top of the arc and has a great look and just doesn't go down. We do a terrific job. I think it was Carter goes in, keeps the ball alive, gets an offensive rebound, another great look. I think it was Lee at this time. Back-to-back great looks, unopposed, and we missed them both. And it seemed to me that there was a little bit of a mentality issue there, that all of a sudden we started thinking about it. Luka makes two threes to start the second half. He misses his next one. Again, a great look. And then he became reluctant to shoot the next one that he would have had. And he was open, and he passed it instead of shooting it. And we really wanted him to shoot it. And so I think, with us, missing a shot played a little bit of chaos with our mind. For them, you know, they were 2 for 10 in the first half from three, and that was very good defense. Second half, maybe our defense wasn't as stick-to-itive as it should have been, but once they made one, it sort of motivated them and energized them with the next one and the next one. And I think they wound up shooting 9 for 11 in the second half from three-point line. And that's you give 9 for 11 from three in one half, not too many games are going to be won.
And for St. Bonaventure, that was a season high, 10 or 11 three-pointers they hit. You mentioned Lee's name because it was a nice performance from him yesterday. To see him get back in rhythm, his 6 three-pointers were a career high for him. How good was that to see from your perspective?
You know, the St. Bonaventure is, as you mentioned, a terrific defensive team. And with Lee getting open, usually as a result of screens, and for him to get open indicated, one, that he was getting teammates helping him, and two, he was working himself by doing something prior to the catch to get himself free. So as much as making the shots was a good indication for us, the fact that he got the shots because of his teammates and he got the shot because of his own efforts That's very encouraging.
And one other aspect of the game, Coach, that was a big disadvantage yesterday, and we've seen the Wildcats, one of the best rebounding teams in the country as far as efficiency. St. Bonaventure at plus 16. We knew they were good on the offensive boards, too, especially in the first half. They had a 12-2 advantage in second chance points.
Yeah, that was the very evident, a step late to everything. We just were not there at the and they come at every different angle, and they come with four guys almost every possession, sometimes five guys, even on the offensive glass. And we just were a step late, a step slow, and their quickness really, and their strength and their jumping ability really they capitalized on that. And as I said, any time we made a mistake, they made us pay. So we'd hit somebody to box out, but we wouldn't drive them out. And they were able to secure those rebounds that were basically 50-50 balls.
Well, that'll take us into our first break. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion with Coach as we detail the development and leadership of the seniors and more. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield IMG College.
At Ortho Carolina, personalized orthopedic care goes beyond my appointment. Accessible, comprehensive, and compassionate. It's my care, my way. Schedule your appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
The whole family's home. It's almost time to eat again, but you don't feel like cooking again. So close the microwave, put away that box of instant whatever, drop your spatula, pick up the phone, and get a Big Bow box delivered with eight pieces of legendary fried chicken, fluffy buttermilk biscuits, fixins, and tea. Because no one ever said a home-cooked meal has to be cooked at home. Just tap your favorite delivery app for a Big Bow box at your front door. And it's bow time.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family, buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it, too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com, because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. Jared Latch, Bob McKillop with you. And it's time for us to look at the senior spotlight, Coach. This will be the last time we get to speak on the show prior to Senior Day coming up Saturday against VCU. So wanted to look at the three senior captains as well as one senior manager. And we know last year seniors lost their opportunity to play in the A-10 tournament with everything that unfolded. There's ongoing fluidity and changes this year. These seniors will, though, have left Davidson with a lot of unique experiences, both basketball-related and off-the-court opportunities as well.
Well, I can look at a treasury of memories that they have experienced while here. First year, going to spend Hawaii, as Christmas in Hawaii, and struggling, and starting the season 4-6, I believe, and gaining momentum as the January, February unfolded and going to the tournament. And, you know, we had that very exciting, dramatic triple overtime loss to St. Bonaventure, and then came home and beat Rhode Island, the first place team in the conference, and then had to go to the tournament and played a very tough St. Louis team, another very, very good St. Bonaventure team, and then played Rhode Island again. So we got to the tournament, and, you know, with 2 minutes to go, in Boise, we're down 4 points, and we get a great, great look from three-point land that could have put it down to a one-possession game, and just didn't make it. So what a great freshman experience. And sophomore year, we get to go to Auschwitz and had that dramatic experience there. got to the NIT. And then, of course, their junior year, they were shortchanged having to go home from Brooklyn. And now you see the chaos of COVID and what it has done to the entire season, not getting to go to Maui but going to Asheville and having a very shortchanged schedule in terms of number of games. So it's been chock full of memories, and many of them treasured memories.
Do you sense right now an increased level, maybe of focus and urgency from this senior group and leadership to really try to maximize every remaining opportunity due to the changes?
I think they've been focused and intent on maximizing the entire year. And that started back in March. So there's been no greater attention to detail, greater investment of self, expenditure of energy because of what we're facing right now. These guys have been invested in leading since as far back as March, and I couldn't be more pleased for them and what they've done for us and our program and the men that they have become, the leaders that they have become. I'm heartbroken for them that their junior and senior year has been somewhat hijacked from them in the traditional way their junior and senior year should have been.
Now I want to look into each of these three seniors as well as senior manager Albert Zhu. Starting with Kellen Grady, had a phenomenal freshman year, played with those high expectations. He's really had a major commitment and energy to focus on the defensive end and then off the court impact with his care program.
Has faced incredible pressure since his freshman year. And that pressure has come from social media, from expectations, and he has just grown and grown as a man as a result of looking that pressure dead on in the eye and saying, hey, I'm just going to do whatever I can do to help this team. So he's played whatever role we've needed to have him play. He's done it as a point guard, as a shooting guard, as a third guard. He's done it on the offensive end and the defensive end, and has not skipped a beat in representing our program as one of the finest gentlemen we could ever want to represent our program.
And on to Carter Collins, a tremendous improvement over the course of his 4 years. Development into a knockdown shooter and really learning the system coming up here with his senior year.
You know, if we wanted to use an example of come to Davidson because look how you're going to grow and get better as a player, and if we ever wanted an example of this is the kind of player we want who invests himself so much, Carter's going to be that guy. Each year, more and more playing time, more and more significance in his contributions, and the way he has invested himself to become better has made a statement to our young guys. So our young guys have seen that, and they say, you know, a guy like Emery, he looks at that and says, wow, you know, look what it did for Carter. And, you know, I'm playing similar to what Carter did as a freshman, and look where he is as a junior and a senior. So, and again, as Kellen has represented what a fine gentleman and leader he is, Carter has mirrored that in every such way.
When you talk about development, we look at Bates Jones. Emergence as really the quintessential Davidson role player. Does all the little things, rebounding, banging on larger opponents, knocking down open shots.
And you just look at yesterday's statistics. He was the one guy who had, the two guys that had a plus statistic in terms of minutes. And Bates has served at any capacity he wants. He could have gone to a number of schools. He chose to come to Davidson. In his first semester, he walked on and earned that scholarship second semester, and has said to me and said to his teammates, I'm a quiet guy. I'm going to be a quiet leader, but I'm going to play whatever role to make our team better. And he has been that jack of all trades for us in that capacity. And again, like Carter and Kellen, represents our program as just a gracious gentleman.
Now, the student manager, senior manager, Albert Zhu, you've praised the student managers throughout the year and throughout your tenure here at Davidson, especially this year. Look at the sacrifices being made for them as well for the benefit of your team.
To do this amidst the COVID environment is quite a statement about our managers. And, of course, that managerial class is heralded by Joe Nero and by Albert Zhu, and just outstanding in what they do for our program. I shake my head sometimes and say, wow, what a commitment these guys are making. How much do they care about Davidson basketball? And both Albert and Joe will jump on the court and, you know, be a passer, be a defender, be a dummy guy who you can hit and block out, and even play sometimes in a scout team. And you know, they played high school basketball and were pretty good high school basketball players, and that's their love for basketball. But they'll do whatever they have to do and whatever they can do to make our program better.
And Coach, one question for you, final in this break. And remember, you were calling and referencing vividly your pursuit of coaching with more joy back in the 2017-18 NCAA tournament season. Is there anything you've taken from the last 12 months dating back to Brooklyn that you've learned about yourself or how to bring the best out of your team in this whole current environment, or just as a coach overall?
There's the need for resiliency and adaptability more so than ever before in the coaching profession. And that's a combination of dealing with the culture of today, meaning social media, the emotional challenges that kids face today that they didn't face 10, 15 years ago. You know, I can remember, you know, I've been around 48 years coaching and not giving players water during practice. They weren't allowed to have water because that was a sign of weakness. That was 1974, 75, 76, etc. And I can remember running players if they did something wrong. And there's been a tremendous amount of adaptability from the way I was taught as a coach, the way I grew up as a coach, the way this has all evolved. And I feel very much at peace with what has been taught to me by the assistant coaches I have, because they have been just outstanding in their vigilance to understand the culture of today, and equally fortunate to have the kind of players who teach me as well as me teaching them. Very, very lucky to be learning this even at the age of 70 years old.
Well, it's time for another quick break. When we return, we will discuss the week ahead, focusing on the process leading up to Wednesday as the Wildcats and Bonnies return to action here inside Belk Arena. You're listening to the Bob McKillop Show from Learfield IMG College.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care feels like home because video visits bring my provider to me. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Performance is a constant. Obstacles are fleeting. We are formed by the unrelenting hand of discipline. A second built on years. Victory built on humility. We are process. Drive. Persistence. We are Bearings.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinner bait that ironically matches your second dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's dew.
When you need a new bike or office chair, even a water filter, you go online and look for the best. So of course you'd be willing to search high and low for something much more important, like the best healthcare. But what if you didn't have to? What if there was an award-winning health system close to home? Well, there is. Atrium Health, the only health system in the region nationally ranked by U.S. News and World Report. When it comes to the best for your health, the choice is clear. Learn more at atriumhealth.org/best.
Welcome back. Jared Latch with Bob McKillop, head coach of the Wildcats. We're going to turn the page here for this quick third segment and look at the week ahead for the Wildcats. And Coach, what are the plans here for the next 72 hours leading up to a rematch on Wednesday against the Bonnies?
You know, we have sorted through the film. We will do individually as well as collectively, and then we'll hit the practice court. And we understand the challenges that St. Bonaventure will present, and we also understand the uniqueness of this situation, which you're playing a team twice within, a 96-hour time frame or 72-hour time frame, and very, very unique. So we need to polish up the areas that we showed shortcomings on Sunday.
And that back-to-back is unique to the Atlantic 10. Some other conferences have been doing it. Are there some challenges and benefits to playing a team this close together?
You can ask me that after the game on Wednesday. And you have this experience sometimes in a conference tournament play. So, for instance, you could wind up on, and I remember many times in the Southern Conference, we'd wind up on whatever it might have been, a Monday night, and the conference tournament starts Thursday, and you could actually play that team you played Monday night on that Thursday. There are challenges that are unique to it, but we haven't had that experience, so I can't say what the feeling is going to be. Right now, we have an aspiration to be at our best in March, so we got to take the court Wednesday night and try to make ourselves better than what we were Sunday. Because when you toss it all up at the end, it's got to be what we do in March that's going to determine what our destiny is.
And what are some of those key adjustments for Wednesday, as much as you can give right here on this Monday afternoon?
I think you look at the statistics. They graphically state our need to do a better job defensively, particularly in the three-point line. We need to do a better job of containing penetration. And then, of course, we need to do a better job on the glass. We just need to get those 50-50s and make sure that we finish possessions.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time, as always. Much appreciated. Best of luck coming up here on Wednesday.
Thank you, Jared.
We'll take one final break and come back and wrap up the show with the broadcast schedule for the remainder of the week. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield IMG College.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care begins with the click of a mouse because online scheduling saves me time. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
The whole family's home. It's almost time to eat again, but you don't feel like cooking again. So close the microwave, put away that box of instant whatever, drop your spatula, pick up the phone, and get a Big Bow box delivered with 8 pieces of legendary fried chicken, fluffy buttermilk biscuits, fixins, and tea. Because no one ever said a home-cooked meal has to be cooked at home. Just tap your favorite delivery app for a Big Bow box at your front door. And it's bow time.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family, buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it, too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com, because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chris Clooney, Director of Athletics for your Davidson Wildcats. In alignment with the Athletics Done Right Strategic Foundation, we are focused on generating financial scholarship support through annual, endowed, and plan gifts. These resources provide our scholar athletes with opportunities to become the best versions of themselves and achieve their goals of leadership, service, and disproportionate impact on the world. To learn more about ways to support, visit www.davidsonwildcats.com and click on the Donate tab. Thanks, and go Wildcats.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. We want to remind you that our next coach's show will be next Monday as we finish our weekly recap throughout the A-10 regular season and preview the upcoming A-10 championship tournament. And you can join us for our next broadcast here on the Davidson Radio Network Wednesday, February 24th as Davidson hosts a return game with St. Bonaventure. Airtime will be 4:45 with a 5 o'clock tip. Our broadcast will be carried on ESPN 730, The Game Charlotte, WGNC 1450 and 101.1 FM Charlotte and Gastonia, and WHIP 1350 AM and 99.3 FM Mooresville. All broadcasts can be streamed live on the TuneIn Radio app and by heading to DavidsonWildcats.com. For head coach Bob McKillop, I'm Jared Latch. Have a great rest of the day, and until Wednesday, so long for now.
On the Davidson Sports Network, this has been the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show has been brought to you by Bearings, Innovative Strategies and Solutions, Pepsi, born in the Carolinas, First Citizens Bank, forever first, Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas, and by Ortho Carolina, you improved. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Davidson Sports Network.